A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Ago, we played our first show under the name Intellectual, and it was with four people, and I'm the only one still left of the band. And we started out being friends, listening to punk rock music, watching skate videos, and we wanted to make the music that we heard on those videos, and we wanted to play that ourselves. So we gathered with some friends and we tried to make that kind of music. And along the way, people left the band and new people came in. Rikus plays drums for us or with us since 2006. And Tim, our bass player, plays bass for us since this year, actually. So the lineup has changed over time, but the band name has always existed over the last 10 years.
Thanks a lot.
lyrics I write, I like to, you know, have them say something about society or say something about politics or important stuff in the world, not only about my personal life or my personal experiences with things. I think it's important that the lyrics are about the stuff that really matters to a lot of people. And I think you can call that political if you want. And I think that's cool about bands like Boy Sets Fire or Propagandhi and the like, because they know how to, you know, to take in politics or important stuff in their music.
I think it's different for everyone how they sing about politics and how they use it in their personal lives. I mean, a lot of bands out there sing about vegetarianism, which is something that we support. And I think everyone can make their own decision if they want to become a member of a certain party, or if they want to adjust their own lifestyle to certain things. Or
there are so many ways to be political. Yeah. I mean, you can join a party and be active for the party and get your ideals across in that way. And there's, I think for us, or the way to be political is have a band and sing about stuff that matters and that you care about.
We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. This is the first show of our tour with Boy Sets Fire and Let Live, so we still have to finish this. It's another 2.5-3 weeks, I think. And then we have another tour coming up in September and October. And in the meantime, we work on new songs, which we'll eventually record, but we have nothing set in stone or nothing scheduled to record. But there's going to be a new album for sure at some point. But.
Venom lights up. Yeah. You'll see me there in a couple of years, Dad. This is Let Live.
We met each other at a camp for troubled boys back in the States. Our parents all thought that we had some sort of a problem and a strange disposition, so they sent us to the same camp, and we all realized that we were know, a little bit more than what society had told us we were supposed to be. We made this band, and none of that's true, actually. We all met playing bands in the LA area, and got together and did this Let Live thing, and now we're here in Hungary.
We have different influences as far as specific authors are concerned. I personally, I'm really into Russian literature. That's just me, specifically. I love Turgenev and Dostoevsky and Gogol and all that.
Really?
Yeah. But as far as you guys are concerned, I mean...
Do you speak Russian?
I do not, no. I'd love to learn, but, you know, touring kind of warrants a different focus.
We
work very collectively. We kind of feed off each other and throw out ideas and see what comes of either mistakes or definitive ideas. It just depends. There's not a sole writer. There's not really everybody's it's very democratic, basically, and it's great. It's a great way to work. It's very unique. I've never really run into a group of people that's able to work together the way that we do, I think, and I think it's kind of what makes it something special to us and maybe to others as well. So
we also like to model ourselves after whatever's most popular on the radio as well as the television. We write a lot of our songs based on our favorite theme songs or the opening songs to television shows, and that's kind of how we wrote Fake History. So if you take a listen to a show called Family Matters, actually, that'll show you where we got the ideas from for tracks 1 through 6 on our album.
We'll be okay. And don't you cry, well,
we originally were kind of comprised of a different group of members. Slowly but surely it kind of filtered out, and the most recent album is the current lineup, which there were amount of years between each one. But as far as moving forward with our sound, I think the current lineup is kind of where the band sound lays currently, and probably will be in the future as well. So.
Iszonyúan van kegyetlen ember, Mr. Dufré. Kétszeres életfogytig tartó börtönbüntetésre ítélem.
Két dologban hiszek. A fenyítésben?
A szerencsét!
És a Biblia.
Miért tetted?
Nem én tettem.
Akkor jó helyre kerültél. Itt mindenki ártatlan.
Egy ember hiányzik a kettes szinten a 245-ösből!
Fenében büfény, nem fogyott a türelmem!
A remény rabjai. Ma este a Dunán.
Te szent Isten!
Ez a karácsony más lesz, mint a többi.
Együtt fogunk visszamenni Evonliba.
Ha sötét idők jönnek...
Mi történt, drága?
Félixről azt írják, hogy ütközetben eltűnt.
Sose veszítsd el a reményt.
Higgyünk benne, hogy Félix jól van, és ünnepeljük meg a karácsonyt. Ő is ezt akarná.
Csak az érdekel, hogy a fiam hazajöjjön.
Boldog karácsonyt, Hetti néni. Hétfőn 16 óra 30 perckor a Dunán. Húsz évesek lettünk. Ünnepeljünk együtt. Egy felejthetetlen este a Nemzet Televíziója nagy családjának. Duna 20. Születésnapi gála. Kedden és szerdán 19 óra 20 perckor a Dunán. Major Tamás.
Közönségfilmet látnak majd. Ez egy tréfás szerelmi történet.
Duktus hepatikus szakadás. Hozza azonnal a műanyag vezetékét.
Ezt még nem próbáltuk ki emberen. Csak kutyán.
Laci kutya.
Állandó kontrollra van szükség.
Rutkai Éva, Latinovit Zoltán.
Aggasztó tünetek?
A szívem még csak hagyján.
Egy pajzán szerelmi komédia a 60-as évekből. Alfa Romeo és Júlia. Csütörtök este a Dunán.
Csütörtökön ünnepi romantikus muzsika Glinka, Ruszlán és Ludmilla nyitányával, valamint Mussorgszkij egy kiállítás képeivel a Műpárt klasszik műsorán, amelyen Sir Roger Moore lép fel narrátorként Saint-Saëns az Állatok farsangja című zoológiai fantáziájában. Csütörtökön Műpárt klasszik a Dunán.